put in his heart, and then we'll give it over to Pastor KB.
Thank you, Pastor Jesse. It's a privilege to be here, honor to be here among our good friends. And again, thank you for your servitude the last few days during Koinonia 2014, another very blessed time that we had to participate in, and just great food, great fellowship, great fishing, great fun. Great fun, amen. So again, thank you all for your heart of service to the Lord, amen. You know, a lot of you think, well, we're serving pastor, but you're serving the Lord. It's ultimately, it all reflects up to him and his goodness and his grace and his mercy that he's blessed all of us with an abundance of it, amen. Without measure, his grace is being poured out upon us. And what a glorious day it is to be a Christian. I'm telling you, like Pastor said, if you're not excited, if you're not happy that you're a Christian on this day, that God has seen in you the stuff to be here for such a time as this. I mean, what thankful we should give him that God, you've bestowed upon us the opportunity to walk on this earth on this day for such a time as this. It's a glorious day. I'm telling you, the church is alive and well all over the world. It's not staggered. It's not limping. It's not going to cross the finish line infirm, but we're going across this finish line with our head held high, with all power and authority, with signs and wonders being released upon the church. And so I'm telling you, prepare yourselves, because we are in the midst of seeing the greatest outpouring in this country. You know, I don't know about you, but we've had the opportunity to see it in Nepal and other countries, and we are going to see it on the shores of this country. We're going to see it in Burris. We're going to see it in Grove, Oklahoma. We're going to see it across this nation in measures that we thought not possible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. And so this country will see revival. This country will see a mighty outpouring to those that are looking for it. And we, you know, it depends on where you got your eyes. I mean, if you set your eyes on the negative, it's always going to be there. But if you set your eyes upon him, we are going to see what we've cried and believed for many years. It's taking place now. And so I just challenge you, prepare yourself. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged in Burris, Louisiana, that God is smiling upon this place. Amen. Amen. I know he is, because I know the heart of your pastors, and I know God is well pleased with the leadership of this place. So, again, a privilege to be here, a joy to be here, and thank you all once again for all that you do for the kingdom. It shall not go unnoticed in heaven. Now, you may not get the accolades that you think you deserve here on this earth, but in heaven, nothing goes unnoticed by the eyes of our Father. And one day we shall all stand around the throne from every tribe, tongue, and nation. Shout, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. God bless you all. It's good to be here. We're going to turn it over to Pastor KB here in a minute.
All right. Well, again, an honor to have Pastor KB and Sister Sushila. They came a long way. When we get to Nepal, they're always saying, they come a long way. So we get to say it now. They came a long way to be here with us, and we're honored to have them to come and spend time with us. We appreciate the opportunity that God gives us all the time to spend with them. We had a great day yesterday, and we look forward to today to spend more time with them. Amen? Pastor KB, come on, I'll get it.
Yes.
I got it.
Shall we go here? Can we stand here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jai Masi.
Jai Masi. Hallelujah. धन्यवाद परमेश्वरलाई गजबको आराधना हामीले गर्न पायौं आजको बिहानी.
Thank you to the Lord Jesus. He has given great opportunity to serve him and worship him this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
म विश्वास गर्छु मलाई जस्तै आजको बिहानी
I believe God has met me this morning in the same way He has been meeting you, everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
धन्यवाद परमेश्वरलाई हामी यो भन्दा के रे 3 वर्ष पहिले यहाँ आएका थियौं.
Thank you to the Lord. 3 years ago we were here and standing in this place.
कति गजबको कुरा मैले महसुस गरेको छु यहाँका विश्वासीहरु सबैलाई देखेर.
I am so much blessed to see you all.
धेरै मानिसहरु एकदमै उहाँहरुको अनुहारमा के रे ज्योति अनि छाएको छ. खुशी देखिनु भएको छ, आनन्दले भरिनु भएको छ, यो कुरा मैले थाहा पाएँ.
I have seen that the happiness and the glory is shining in your face.
Amen. के तपाईले विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ?
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, do you believe this? Yes.
मैले तपाईलाई पहिलो दिन देखे र म धेरै आशीषित भए.
The first day I have seen you, I was blessed so much. This morning I am so much blessed.
र कारण किन होला यो सबै कारण परमेश्वरलाई तपाईले आदर गरेको कारण उहाँलाई आफ्नो हृदयबाट पुकारा गरेर आदर गरेको कारण पूजेको कारण.
The reason behind this is that you are worshiping God with a fullness of a heart. And seeking with your fullness of your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
And that is the reason there is the glory of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
यहाँ माथि लेखिएको छ परमेश्वर कस्तो गजबको हुनुहुन्छ भनेर यहाँ उहाँको सानो वचन यहाँ लेखिएको छ.
How great is our God? It's written here.
Amen.
Really, our God Hallelujah. Is great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been feeling that strong feeling, and the same God is reigning. He is reigning in our heart and
Amen.
Giving the peace and joy in our life.
धन्यवाद दिन्छौँ हामी तपाईँहरूलाई अनि गजबको पास्टर अनि तपाईँहरूले पाउनु भएको छ.
We really congratulate you for because he has given you wonderful pastor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank God.
Hallelujah. धन्यवाद छ. अनि यो तपाईँहरूले खुसी पाउनुको कारण यो छ कि तपाईँहरूको पास्टरलाई यति टाढा यहाँबाट सहकारीको लागि नेपाल पठाउनुहुन्छ.
And you are sending your pastor all the way other side of the world to do the ministry. It is a great thing. God is happy for this.
त्यहाँको खाना एकदमै फरक छ, बस्ने कुरा फरक छ. यहाँको जस्तो सुविधाका साधनहरु त्यहाँ छैनन्.
There is no easy place. That is a difficult place. We don't have the facility like this here, there. The food is different. The place is different. And traveling, the means of travel is difficult there. It is a difficult place.
त्यस्तो ठाउँमा तपाईँले आफ्नो पास्टरलाई सेवाको लागि पठाउनु भएको कारण तपाईँले आशिष पाएको कुरा मैले थाहा पाएँ.
And your pastor is going there and serving Lord. They are happy and God is happy and God is happy for you because you are sending your pastor there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
तपाईँको पास्टरको लागि प्रार्थना गर्नुभयो अनि पैसामा सहायता गर्नुभयो. प्रार्थनामा सहायता गरेर अनि नेपालको सेवाकाईलाई सेवाकाईमा वृद्धि आएको छ यो कुरा तपाईँहरूले जान्नु पर्छ र थाहा पाउनु भएको छ.
Because of your generosity of sending your releasing your pastor and sending there and your pastor's heart and God has been blessing and bringing the many fruit in Nepal.
धन्यवाद परमेश्वरलाई यी सबै कुराको लागि.
Thank God for this all the good things you have been doing.
के रे हाम्रा अगुवाहरूले हाम्रा विश्वासीहरूले पास्टर डेभिड र रोन्डा पास्टर जेसी र सारोलाई कति माया गर्छन् त्यो कुरा हामी यहाँ बयान गर्न पनि सक्दैन. हामीलाई रुन मन लाग्छ.
Our believers and our leaders, they are keep remembering Pastor David and Pastor JC and Charlotte and they keep asking about them. How is Pastor David and Rhonda? How is Pastor JC and Charlotte? They keep asking us. When we come here, they're sending their love and their regards to them.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Pastor David. Thank you, Pastor JC. you have been doing wonderful things. Thank you so much. And we have been feeling that we have been always thankful to the Lord for this great man of God. And they have the heart for the nation. And God has given us such a wonderful people as our life treasure.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are always thankful to the Lord for this man and woman of God. We cannot explain with the human words, our limited words. How much they love us, how much they take care of us, and they have been taking care of our life and the work of the ministry. We have no words of explanation for this. Thank you for helping the poor churches, poor village, to build a church there. And God is honoring you. God is so happy for this. God is good, and He is happy for this, and His goodness, He will feel His goodness in your life, in your family, in the place wherever you live. God wants to bring His goodness in your life. We have never seen such a people, friends, Pastor David and Pastor Jesse, in our life. We always thankful for this wonderful man, wonderful minister, servants you have given us.
And before
15 years we have been praying, God give us the helper to stand beside us, give us the missionary who can stand beside of us, so that they can help us in the work of the ministry. Then same God sent Pastor David and Rhonda to come to us, and they are standing faithfully in our side, in with us in difficulties and all the things. They have been with us. Same God brought Pastor JC and Charlotte and connected to us.
Pastor David, Nepal,
When the Pastor David and Rhonda came first time to Nepal, that time I asked them, and what is your vision, Pastor David? You are coming to Nepal. I asked Pastor David. And Pastor David said, to come to Nepal, I have a vision to help church.
Amen.
And I told to them that if you are coming to Nepal with your prosperity and money, we don't need this. We need the really vision we need. That you really want to help the church, Amen. We need.
Hallelujah.
Then they said, we have no money. We have vision, they said. Yes, we need this.
Oh,
we need a heart. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes. God gave everything to us. And from the day God brought this couple, Pastor David and Rhonda, to our life and the ministry of Gospel Assembly, since that time, God has been blessing the ministry, God has been blessing our life continuously, growing and growing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And from that time, we have no scarcity in our life. Amen. God has been fulfilling every need in our life. Hallelujah.
परमेश्वर को वचन मा भनेको छ पहिला उहाँको धार्मिकता र राज्यको खोजी गर सबै कुरा तिमीलाई दिइनेछ परमेश्वरले कुरा दिनुभयो.
God has promised us, Jesus promised us that seek first the kingdom of God, everything will be added to you. Amen. And that he has been fulfilling this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
परमेश्वरलाई धन्यवाद होस् अहिले उहाँहरूबाट धेरैले पानीका बप्तिस्मा लिन्छन् धेरै मानिसहरूले निको भएका छन् धेरै ठाउँमा मण्डलीहरू बनेका छन् कारण तपाईँहरूको प्रार्थना तपाईँहरूको सहायता तपाईँहरूले सानो कुरा सहायता गर्नुहुन्छ त्यहाँ ठुलो काम भएको छ
थ्रु देयर प्रेयर थ्रु योर प्रेयर्स थ्रु योर सपोर्ट एन्ड कन्ट्रिब्युसन एन्ड मेनी चर्चेस हैव बीन बिल्ड देयर कन्टिन्युसली बिल्डिङ देयर And a great thing God has been doing in Nepal. And this last time also, Pastor JC and Pastor David came, and they have seen the people have been changed there, and they have seen the baptism of people, how many people baptized there. This all thing, God's work is there.
Amen.
They have seen the work of the Lord, and they have been to the many meeting, and they have seen the signs and wonders taking place there.
Amen. हामीहरूको अनि नेपालीमा नेपालका ती साधारण मानिसहरू तिनीहरूको सिधा हृदयले जुन पनि वचन यहाँबाट उहाँहरूले बोकेर लानुहुन्छ त्यो हृदयमा राख्नुहुन्छ र त्यो कुरा सुनेर आज्ञा पालन गरेर अगाडि बढ्नुहुन्छ अनि गएर गाउँ गाउँमा दुःख भएको ठाउँमा गएर वचन प्रचार गर्नुहुन्छ त्यहाँ धेरै मानिसहरू निका भएका छन् र आत्मा बाँचेका छन् त्यो ठाउँमा मण्डली स्थापन भएको छ
आवर पास्टर्स एन्ड आवर लिडर्स आर भेरी यंग And very, very simple people. When the message of the Lord, when the God's word comes, the servant of God bring the word of God and they encourage them. And they take the word of God and implement in their life and the ministry. They go to the remote place where the people don't go and preach the word. And God is doing the rest of the things.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is changing the society. Yes.
हामीसँग pictures छ कि छैन मलाई त्यति त थाहा भएन पास्टर जेसी र डेभिड रन्डा सालबाट थाहा छ जौगरातको सानो उदाहरण म चाहिँ भन्न चाहन्छु त्यो पास्टर धेरै गरिब हुनुहुन्थ्यो त्यो लिडर
I just want to share one small example. There was one village in Kapilvastu, in a very remote place. It's called Jaubarat. There is a pastor. He's a very, very poor man.
र अनि एउटा एचआईभी लागेको अनि लिडरले गएर सुसमाचार त्यो पास्टरलाई सुनायो अनि त्यसले सुन्यो त्यसपछि गएर उसले धेरै गरिब ठाउँहरूमा गएर गाउँ गाउँमा गएर वचन सुनाउन थाल्यो
And one pastor who has been healed from HIV/AIDS.
His name is
Prahlad. His name is Prahlad. We shared about him here before. But that man shared the gospel to this poor man and he came to the Lord. And after that, he has been sharing the gospel to the many remote places.
Amen. त्यो मानि त्यो लिडरले साँझ के खाने हो उसलाई थाहा थिएन र बिहान के खाने उसलाई थाहा थिएन उसको घर धेरै गरिब थियो अनि साधारण खानेकुरा पनि उसको घरमा थिएन
He didn't have
विश्वास गरे त्यो
when he believed in Jesus that time there was no food at home what he will eat in the evening what he will eat next food he didn't have he was not sure what food he will have next food
प्रह्लादले सुसमाचार सुनाएपछि उसले विश्वास गरेर त्यहाँ गएर उसले अरू ठाउँमा भन्न थाल्यो र जब बर्खाको के अरे सिजन आयो उसले खेतमा गएर धान लगाए कहिल्यै नभएको उसको जीवनमा कहिले नभएको धानहरू भरिभराउ भयो उसको घरमा
And you know that he preached the gospel, the poor man preached the gospel, and he did the work of the Lord. He had a small field to plant the rice, and he went and he planted rice. And after plantation of rice and the harvest time come, he had plenty of rice in his house.
Amen.
God bless his rice.
And त्यो उले तीन वर्ष चार वर्षमा खाना थाल्यो सकिएन उसको घरमा कहिले पनि त्यो कुरा सकिएन
And this, that his food was lasted even 2 years.
Amen.
He didn't have bicycle to ride. Rhonda sent money to buy cycle, and we bought a cycle for him. He began to travel in the many remote places and began to preach gospel. And he traveled very far and went to other places and began to share gospel there. There were many sick people. He prayed and God healed them. He started new church that place.
Amen.
And people of his village, they knew that he, the man, he was very poor, but he's having food now. And his village people came to him. They asked him, "And how you are getting all the blessing? How you are getting your rice is so nice?" And they began to ask him. And he said, "I believe in living God. His name is Jesus, and Jesus has been blessing my life. And he taught me how to do the planting of rice, and he blessed my rice field." Whatever my leaders will tell, I obey, and whatever my Lord Jesus tells, I obey that. By this way, many people come to the Lord through this through his testimony. And he has a big church in his village. He's the pastor of that village. Pastor David has seen the church building.
Amen.
My request and my prayer is that you please keep praying for your pastor and sending your pastor to Nepal so that you will be getting more blessing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And many pastors' need is met. Many churches have been built in remote and very poor places. And your pastor, not only your pastor doing there, it is all your church is doing this work.
Amen.
And God is so happy for this. Please keep doing this good thing.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Many things to share there in our heart, many things to share with you, but we didn't have sufficient time. But your pastor knows everything. He has seen the place. He will keep telling about this in the days to come. Thank you so much. And I am so much thankful to you all. Thankful to Pastor JC and Charlotte bringing us to America and making us to stand here and to share the word of God, share the things to tell you.
Yes.
And we have come from other side of the world to America, and we'll go, but we have a ticket to come here, we have a ticket to go back. We do not know who paid the money, but God knows these things. We are so thankful to you, Pastor. Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much, and Jai Masi.
Thank you so much, Jai Masi to everyone.
Pastor Lord and Pastor Jesse, David, yes. Everybody.
Thank you so much. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Susila.
You can sit in
there. Our God is good. And He wants to bless His people. And He wants His people to be blessed. Always, because He is a good God. We worship our living God. His name is Emmanuel. He lives with his people. He works through his people. Hallelujah. God can do anything without us, but it is God's love and mercy that he wants to use his people. Hallelujah. So we are his people. As Pastor JC was telling from here, and that God, we should be very happy to worship him, to serve him. It is that God wants us to serve along with him. And because he is a living and gracious God, he always wants his people to be blessed. And for this, we need to join to his work. We need to join with him so that we can be used by him. The reason behind this is that he wants to bless us. He wants to bless many others through our life. Hallelujah. So that means in the bottom line is that he's a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We were in a darkness one time, but God gave the light to come to him, and now we are saved. We are called the children of living God. Yes. Children of light. Yes. We are children of life, children of living God. We should be always thankful to the Lord, because we have found a living God. He wants to see our heart. He wants to see our heart, not our face, not our dress, not how we look outside. He wants to see our heart. According to that, he wants to bless our life. According to that, he wants to work through our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, praise the Lord. So, we have been keep hearing Pastor JC that God has given him the great vision. The vision that to join, to catch the things what God has told him to do, that is the great vision. The vision, because of the vision, God has been keeping this past year. That we have heard that some years ago, I think 6-7 years ago, Katrina hit this place. Huh? No people were here. All the people, they had to leave this place and evacuate the place. And no man was here. But God told him to come there and build this place. Hallelujah. And he built the church here. He built the place. And God brought the people here. Hallelujah. This morning, I did not know. This morning only I come to know that we were, Pastor David and Rhonda and Susila and me, we were climbing on the levee on the top. We saw the river and we saw this side. The levee was built only after the Katrina hit here, is it? Yes, because of the Katrina, because of flood, and the government built this bridge, this levees. And it's a good facility. And God has been doing the work because of the vision God gave the people, and they follow the vision. Hallelujah. In our Bible, book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse number 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people all perish. The people perish. But one who listens to instruction will be happy. Hallelujah. That means without vision, the people will be perished. That means they will not have the happiness. They will not have the life. They will not have the things what God wants to give. The perish. So, but they will be happy. They will be prosperous. And there will be life. There will be everything. When people will listen, they will have the vision. They will have the prophetic word from the Lord. And they will obey this. They will attach on this. They will not leave the things what God will give. And there will be everything. Hallelujah. So that God is living, And he wants to communicate with his people. He wants to communicate with his people. How he will communicate? You know that I'm learning every day. I'm learning how so many living things and so many wonderful things he has given everything, the promise in his word, in the book. And I do not know everything from here, what God wants to give me. All the blessing is here. But I've been learning little by little, little by little, little by little. I'm learning, you know, from this book. I have two sons, and I want my son to sit with me, and I want to talk with them little by things, what I have been experiencing, when the difficulty comes, how to solve these things. I want to give them the things that they will not have the difficulties in their life, that I want to share with them. But you know that they are busy very much. They don't want to come and sit with me, listen to me very much. I'm busy, I have so many work to do, they will go. So, but my heart is there. When you will get time, you will come and sit beside me, I could communicate with him. That is my heart always telling. And by this way, I began to understand, my God is same God. He is having same heart. And he wants his children to sit with him. They may listen from him. So that he want to communicate. He want to give the good things in the life. And same heart God is keeping. I began to understand. I didn't have that knowledge before. But when I come to that point, I began to understand a little bit. Yes. So, God want to give the vision to his people. How you will give the vision, and that's the reason that book of Isaiah, he said that, come, let's sit and we'll have communication. We'll have talk. If your sins are red and scarlet color, I will wash your sins all away. I'll make you like white like snow. That is the merciful God, loving God. He has a heart for this. So that his people may come to him and listen from him. So that is the heart God has. So we should listen to the Lord. That is that what he will give a small vision. A small vision. The vision will be very small in the beginning time. But when we listen his word, when we catch that vision and remain in that vision, God wants to bless our life. God wants to bless many other lives. God wants to bless the place where we live. God wants to bless the nation where we live. Through the small vision. Hallelujah. So he's a great God. He's a great God. Thank you, Jesus, for this. You know, when we got saved in Nepal, God told me that time, God told me, preach my word. Preach the gospel. And that was his command. I did not know how to preach gospel. I have never seen any campaign, any people going and preaching the gospel. And anything, I have not never seen anything, how to preach the gospel. I did not know. But God told me that, preach the gospel. How to preach the gospel. I was a new man. I was a new convert, yes. You know, but whatever was there, one Jesus film was released that time. Recently. That I thought that it is a good thing that if I will show this film, because I have watched that film, I'm blessed so much. I want to show this film to many other people. So people will see the film and they will know Jesus. Yes, who he is. So that heart I began to get. So in my village, recently television came and people were showing that movie on TVs. That was VCR. VCR and television was there. And people began to come to one place and watch in the place. And people were making hall, the video hall. And people go to video hall, pay money and watch the film. And I began to rent a video hall. And whole hall I will rent, and then I will pay all the money, and I will announce the people, and people come there and watch Jesus film. That was my desire, that vision I got. Then, that first day, very first day when I was ready to go there and show Jesus film, the first day, my son Vikas was small, first son, and he was attacked by that one kind of sickness. Suddenly, he began to scream. His hand was twisted. His hand became paralyzed. And it was a big problem for him. And it wanted that. I was ready to go to show this film, but my son became sick. I just prayed for him, and I went to that Jesus film showing place. I saw the Jesus film and came back. That night, he was again became sick. And I had a planning for showing Jesus film that week. I went to different place. I began to show Jesus film there. And many people heard about Jesus. Many people saw Jesus film. And they come to know. They got saved. But other side, my son was sick. He was getting more severe and more sick. And I called many other friends, believer friends. We began to pray for him. He was not getting healed. And people began to tell him that it is a strange kind of disease. He's not going to be healed. His right hand was going to be paralyzed. That spirit will attack his hand and twist him. And he will scream like anything. After some time, it will leave that attack will leave, but hand will become paralyzed. No use, like a piece of cloth. That kind of thing was there. Strange that type of thing. You know, it happened until 1 week passed, still not healed. And he was attacked three times, four times in a day. And I was so much disturbed with this. And I began to pray. And one day morning, early morning, I got up. I began to pray. I opened the Word of God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 39, it said, I am God. I have authority to take any person's life. I have authority to give the life. There is no one to take away from my hand. There is a promise from God. I claim that promise. God, you are living God. You can do anything. This morning, I claim the victory in your name. I just pray unto you. Touch my son. That was morning 4 o'clock. It was morning 4 o'clock. My son, my wife, all family, they were sleeping. And I was alone spending time with the Lord. And I went close to my son. I just laid my hand and began to pray. Jesus, you touch my son. You heal him. Because you have the full authority. In your authority, I claim. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the disease need to leave from here. As I was praying slowly and laying my hands, that suddenly that attack came to him. Suddenly he would wake up and he just scream, and his hand was twisted more. I did not leave praying. I keep praying for him. I keep commanding that spirit. After some time, and he slept. And since that time, that did not come back. Amen. He was fully healed. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Many times, devil, our real enemy, he wants to kill, he wants to steal our vision. Yeah. He doesn't want to kill. His main aim, his target is to kill our vision. So the vision is killed means his plan is succeeded. So he wanted that I should not do anything. I'll just simply be a believer or just namesake. That was he wanted. He didn't want me to show Jesus film win the soul. Yes, that was his main aim, that I will not do his work. But I keep doing his work. Keep pressing. And I had a victory over that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Same way, and God has given you a vision for this place, for the nation. Pastor has, he has been caring, and you have been supporting his hand. That means you have been doing his work. You have been fulfilling the vision God has been giving you. And God will, if you keep remaining, keep doing this, God will do great things through you. Amen? Yes, he has a great plan. He said, the plan, what plan I have, it is greater than your plan. As heaven is high from the earth, same is my plan. Higher than your plan. Any plan of your life is not compared to the plan of God. Hallelujah. Yes. And I keep doing his work and ministry. After a few years, God told me that not only this, you need to leave the place and you need to go to preach full-time preaching my word. Because that time I was a government school teacher and I had a family there. I had a farm. I had a business. So many things together I was doing. And God told me, leave everything. Go to preach the word of God. Do my work, God told me. It was a big problem, but I just prayed. God keep telling me. Then I resigned my job. I just dismissed my business. I left my farm. So many things there. Some people were working in my farm. I just dismissed them all. I told that I'm going to leave this place. I'm going to go to the place. So, and you know that people of that village, all the neighbors, the friends who were working with me, and that place people who know me, they began to tell, this KB is becoming crazy. He became crazy. So he will go now, after some time, and he will be beggar, and he will come back to this place again, becoming a beggar. And that was the people's guessing. You know that I had everything there. I left everything. And it was unusual for the people. For that things, people like the things. You know, people like the job, government job, always the secure. And nobody can dismiss them. Nobody can tell them anything. Because government job is very permanent things. And they had a good business. And business is always going on well and growing. And the farm, keep on growing farm. Everything is good for the people. But God told me, leave everything. So that it was easy for the people to guess that I'm going to be beggar. I was crazy man, they told. You know that I resigned everything, left everything, gone to the... And I applied to Bible college, and Bible college called me to learn the word of God there. And I had two sons and a wife. Where they will be? When I was getting ready to go, 1 month before, Sushila asked me, oh, you are going, but what we will do? Sushila told. And then, I do not know. God called me, but I do not know. God knows. He was really that crazy I was that time. He will arrange everything, but I do not know how you will arrange. Yes. And we were praying, and God spoke to Sushila. And you know, always God wants to give the vision. He wants to give the provision also. Yes. And God told Sushila, let's go to one place. There may be some place to stay there. And then we went to that place. There was a small mission compound, mission things there. We went there and I showed the letter. Bible college told me to call there, calling letter of Bible college. And the people, they saw the head of the person there. You know, brother, you are the answer of our 1 month's prayer. 1 month we have been praying for a woman. She will come and she will look after the children are here. These children needed one good woman. So your wife is going to be a blessing for the children. She will take care of the children. You know, they have been praying and see the perfect answer for them for that. And we did not know that. And you know, and she began to live there. I left her there, my sons, small boys. I went to Bible college. I began to I learned there. But, you know, after going to Bible college, there was another thing. You know, I did not know any single word of English. After going there, I was in miserable condition. You know, I began to understand nothing. First time I was holding English Bible. First time I opened the English book. So many assignments from Bible college. When I opened the English book, any book, I began to say the only picture there. Oh, all the picture coming. I think I am in the wrong place, I said. I am in the wrong place. I should go back. I was thinking that. But God gave me grace to hang on this, the vision. He is not bringing to me the wrong place. He is bringing me in the place to prepare me. I just remained there. You know, I just remained there. I just began to pray. I began to work very hard, all the best of my life. The way the lecturer was giving he was teaching, I understand nothing. Every word he will tell, I will note down the 10 words. I'll open the dictionary. I'll understand all the things on the word he's telling. Again, I listen. Again, 10 words I'll write down. Again, open the dictionary. Again, I do them. It was very, very tough work I need to do, but God gave me grace. God gave me help. He will give everything. I began to understand English after 6 months. I began to understand. Within 6 months, I began to understand all the English he was speaking. Thank God. Jesus is good. He gives the wisdom. He gives all the knowledge he has. He gives to his people who are truly seeking to his help. I was seeking help, but I was doing my best. God gave me strength. God gave me ability to understand that things. You know, I began to understand English, but when the time came to write exam, and I was not allowed to go to write exam. They told me, your fee is not paid. Who is going to pay your fee? The college asked me. I was called to office. I went there. I have no idea, but God told me to apply, and I applied. I got admission. I'm here now. I have no idea. I told them, I have no idea. No idea. Oh, they were surprised to see me. Oh, this man is telling. Oh, I know that. Okay, you go out. They sent me out. I went to my room. I began to pray. And after some time, somebody came and knocked my door. And then again they called. You have called back to the office again. You know, somebody came in the office. They heard about my testimony. He immediately paid my fees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He paid my fee, not only that term, even the next term he paid. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I finished that semester. I finished another semester. The next year, I had no ideas. By the end of the, you know, end of the year, there used to be function program. In the function program, every year, in next year, who is going to scholarship, they used to announce. And, you know, during that function time, they announce next year, some certain students are going to get scholarship, and one was, I was there. Hallelujah. I was going to get a scholarship next year. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. God provided my need. Yeah. God provided my need. It is really difficult, very hard to remain in the vision what God gives. But if we stick on that, and God fulfills everything. Yeah. Yes, God does the work. Yeah. When I was there in Bible college, in the end of my second year, I was in the big conference in the college, in the chapel hall, and there was a word came, you got the calling, you are here in the Bible college, now just pray. God, ask to God that, where you are going to be after finishing the Bible college, what ministry you will do, what place you will be there. That the message was there. It was like, God told me to go to Bible college. I went there. I had no idea what I will do after the college. But I knew that I am going to preach the word. I am going to preach the gospel. That was my desire. And when the word came there, I just prayed, God, where I'm going to be? And after this college, really, this is the word for me. I was praying. The morning time, the night time, I heard the word, and night I went there to my room. I prayed, and next morning I come, and God showed me when I was worshiping. I was standing in the right middle of Nepalganj city, on the top of the building, and God showed me the picture that the people of different color dress wearing people, they were rushing towards me. They were rushing towards me. I am standing there. I surprised what the picture I am watching there. I was just surprising. And after some time, I asked God, what is the picture you are showing me? And God told me that this is the thing I'm going to do through you. This is the thing you have asked, I'm going to do through you. I understand that. God is telling me to go to Nepalganj. Go to Nepalganj and start his church. And God wants to bring many people to his church. That's the thing I understand. You know, two more years was there for me to complete Bible college. That two more years became a very long for me. But I finished the year and I began to pray. Ever since I gave the vision, I began to spend 2 hours with the Lord alone in the jungle. I began to spend with him. And God began to teach me. I began to ask him, Lord, I know that you are going to take me to Nepalganj. What I'm going to do there, how I will do ministry. All the things I was talking with the Lord alone in jungle. Every day, at 4 o'clock, I go to jungle and spend time with him up to 6 o'clock. That was my routine. And every day, new thing he was telling me. One day, God told me, you can start one English teaching center. People want to learn English, and you will teach English to the people who do not know English like you. And you are going to be teacher for them. God told me. Yes. Okay, Lord, I will do this. Yes. And this is going to be the source of your, the living source of your family. God told me that. Okay, Lord, I will do that. I was telling, 2 years finished. I was ready to come back to Nepalganj. But I did not know where I will come to Nepalganj and live there. But it was very, I was ready to come to Nepalganj, but I have no money to reserve the railway ticket to come to Nepal. We have to travel 3 days and get a railway ticket, travel 3 days to come to Nepal. I had no money to come to Nepal. Oh, how to come to go to Nepal? It was very hard. But one day, one student who was studying with me, he was very close to me, and he was living beside my room, and he came one day to me. I never shared with him anything, but we were students in the same college, but he never knew that what I'm going through. And he came to me and, brother, my wife is working here, and my wife finished the job, and we both are going back to New Delhi in India to work there. But my wife did not pay the tithe, and she has been saving all the tithe money. She wants to bring all the offering to you. Is it okay, brother? Yes, brother, I said. Yes. He brought his offering, that all the tithes he saved, he brought and gave it to me. And immediately that morning, I ran to railway stations and reserved the ticket to come to Nepal. Amen. And God provided unexpected way. So I come to Nepal. I come to Nepalganj. And where I will live, I had no ideas. And we rented one house. And we began to live in that house. Within that week, after 3 or 4 days later, I was having all the bowels in my body. Like a when the people get burned, they'll get boils. And that kind of boils in my whole my body. What happened? And I read the newspaper next day. There was a record-breaking temperature of 10 years. It was 46 degrees Celsius. That means 116 degrees Celsius temperature. Fahrenheit. 116 Fahrenheit. And you know, it was Nepalganj is the hottest place of Nepal. Sister Rhonda calls, it is armpit of Nepal. You know, Nepalganj is a very, very ugliest place and difficult place and very difficult place in Nepal. But God told me to be there. And I was staying in the one small room. And there was no any place, just in the mattress, a small plastic mattress, I was spreading in the floor, sitting there from the floor. It was concrete floor, but not well done. All night and day, that sand dripping, all body gets sand. Yes, but it was very difficult to live there. But inside of my heart, I was very joyful. I was very happy because I'm in the right place. God want to be here. I had a great joy. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, and we began to have the service in that room. We began to have service, church service, and Susila and my two sons were the first congregation. Yes. We had no any instrument. They used to play that plastic cans. You know, plastic cans? My boys, they used to play plastic cans as instrument. They play plastic can, and we sing song. And we do not know how to sing good song also. Whatever way we sing and praise God. And after we finish the worship, we began to have offering collection. Yes, it was a nice ball was there. We used to have offering collection. Then I just be there and I began to praise the word. And when I preach, they will say, why you are preaching loudly? I can listen. And I say, oh, because you are not only here, I'm seeing here 100 people. Yeah. Yes, I'm just looking at 100 people here. I want to preach the 100 people here. You know, sometimes God gives the vision, we become like crazy. Yes. People call us crazy people, yes. But God wants to bless through this. Not only our life, He wants to bless many others' life. That is the thing God wants to do. I know that 6 months we have been doing that things. And preaching every day, go to the sun's heart, sunshine, and go and preach and tell people about Jesus. But nobody was coming. Nobody was coming. It was a hard place. And one day, one sister was there. We knew that sister before we go to Bible college. She was from the village. And she knew that we are Christian. Our relative, my other sister, was sick. And she was having a headache, severe headache, not able to sleep for many days. And not able to eat anything. And she's having a terrible headache. She was feeling vomiting. And not able to do any treatment. And other sister said, please, you are a Christian. Can you help her or something? Can you pray for her? Yes, please bring to my room, I said. And she was brought to our room. I just prayed for her. After a few minutes, she got sleep. After 2 hours, she wake up, she asked the food. She was completely healed. She was the first convert. Hallelujah. Jesus is doing His work. He wanted to bless His people. We stick on that, and she was blessed. I know that not only she, many other people come to the Lord through many miracles, signs, many wonders happen to the life of people. through the simple prayer. Through simple prayer. He wanted to just hear our prayer with a genuine heart. And he will heal the people. He will heal the people. You know, it was really that very, very hard and tough time we were going through, that staying in the vision God gave us to be in Nepal Ganj. And I was not sure that food, how the food is supplied. You know, one night there was no food. And Susila was telling, oh, there is no food to cook today. Prepare for our family. Okay. We can manage, but our children, boys will cry, I think. They will cry. How we will feed them? Yes, I have no ideas. And you know that before getting dark, one brother came with one bag hanging on his shoulder. The bag he gave to Susila. And that brother was very, very stingy man. Very, very stingy man. I have never seen such a stingy man before. But how did he come? That day he came. He said, you know, brother, I was planning for many days to come to you, but today I got my time to come to you. And he gave the bag. In that bag, some, I think, 4 or 5 pounds of rice and one big cauliflower he was putting in the bag, he gave to Susila. And immediately she ran to kitchen and she prepared rice, she prepared curry. We fed him, we fed our children, we fed ourselves. God provided the need. Right time. You know, before we eat, God provided the food. Because we're in the right place. We were called by God, we were there. And God will meet our need. That need was great, but provided the right time. I was having tough time. In the tough time, and the people, some of the top people of the Christian societies from different places of Nepal, there was a big meeting in the town, and they called me one day. I went there. Brother, you are recently graduate from our good Bible college. We have seen your life. And we need one man to work in our part of country to be the director of youth with a mission. There is one mission. Youth with a mission is working for the youth people. They will go to different church and gather the youth and encourage you to do the work of the Lord. So we will give you all these facilities. We'll give you the monthly salaries. We'll give you travel allowance to travel. And we will give you a motorcycle to ride. We'll give you a house to rent. And one house will be there for your office. They told us. We need your answer for 1 week. Within 1 week. Just think about this. Because we were seeking for the good man. And we found you. And many people recommended about you. That we just sharing this thing to you. I came back to room. I shared this vision. This thing to Susila. And we just prayed. God, you brought to this place. And before going to Bible college, I was doing the work among the student, among the youth people. After Bible college, I will finish. I will come. I will do maybe the youth ministry or youth student ministry. But God, you spoke to me that to come to Nepal, God, you start a church. And now this offer has come. And this is also your work. And what we'll do, we just pray to Lord. As we began to pray more, that more unrest we're getting in our heart. Not getting any peace. So I think after that all night we prayed, we didn't get any peace. Next day we prayed, we were not feeling good. Oh, it is not God's vision. After a few years, we went back. After a few days, I went back to the same people. I said, we are not... No, I'm not for the fit for this vision, the work you have offered me. I think I'm not able to work for this. I said, and I'm not able to work for this. It was really that crazy thing for me. You know, I needed the place to stay. I needed so many things. I was having a very tough time that time. But it was very hard for me to say no. Very hard for me to say no. Because it was God's work. It was God's work. Big temptation. Yes. God gives the vision that some many times we need to, it will be very hard for us to remain in the vision. God gave vision to Abraham. I want to bless you. I want to bless your wife and give you the son. Yes. I want to bless the nations. And it was very hard for Abraham to wait 25 years. 25 years he waited. In the meantime, he had some temptations. Yeah, he faced. But God wanted to do his work. So he remained there and God blessed him. After he got son, and after son born also, God tested him. And take your son and do the offering there. Sacrifice there. He passed the test. Same way, many times God wants to bless our life and through our vision. But when we stick on the vision, many, many, many temptations, many, many difficulties, all the pressure will come. It is very hard for us to remain in the vision. Remain in the vision. When we remain there, God truly wants to bless us. He is faithful God. He never lies to anyone. So, I said no. We remained there. It was very tough. God provided our need. Next meal. Next meal. Next need. God, little by little, he began to meet our things. When God gives the vision, he doesn't reveal everything clearly. Yeah. It is very small first. Yeah. Like Pastor Jason said, it's a small baby. Yeah. A small baby, you will give the baby. Yeah. The baby doesn't know anything, like small baby like. So, in the beginning time, we do not know much. The vision is very small and it thinks, but we need to be faithful in that. Yes. You know, then, you know, when I had a pressure, I was praying, God told me. You know, I told you when you were in Bible college, to start one English teaching center. God reminded me. Yes, Lord, you told me. Yes, I need to start one English teaching center here in Nepalganj. I have no money for next meal. I calculated how much money I need to start the English teaching center there. It was 18,000 rupees, almost more than $200. But I have not even $1. That I have $1. Yes. How to do this? Yes. It was very hard for me. Very tough time. God is telling me that to start that. You know, one day then I was facing, I think this may not be that, maybe this may not be God telling me. I was thinking that way sometimes. It is very hard for me. It is impossible for me to do. One day, one man was there from India. He doesn't know Nepali language. We were traveling together to go to other very far place. And we were traveling together. That man said, he's a strange man. He never knew about me. He told me, brother, I think you need to start one language teaching center in Nepalganj, he told me. Then I told him, brother, how you are telling me? I asked him. I feel in my heart that you should do this work. Oh, okay, let's take a hand. I shook a hand with him. You know that, brother? I was struggling whether to do this work or not, but God is talking through you today. He is confirming that I need to do this work. I will surely do this, I said to him. Then I began to pray, God, how to do this work? How to make a language teaching center here? And God showed one family where we need to go. And we helped this family before. And we went to the family. And in that family, husband and wife were there. And husband is crazy, mentally crazy, disabled. And wife is good and humble and generous. And she's a very mentally sharp. She's a science teacher. She's a good lady. I was thinking that sister will definitely help me. And we went to the house and we shared our vision. After we finished the sharing, she said, "Well, your vision is very good, but we have no money to help you." And we just thinking that we will just borrow some money and start our work. After some time, we can return the money. I was thinking that way. She said, "Okay, your vision is good, but we are not in the condition of helping you." I said, "Fine." Then they gave us lunch. We were returning home, wanted to return. Before leaving the house, husband said, the crazy husband said, "Brother, I listen to everything what you are telling, but we want to do something." The crazy man said. Crazy man said, "I remember that time really that God, you fed Elijah with a crow, that stingy crow, that meat. The raven is very, very, they don't leave meat." Yeah, the same way this man, he's a crazy man. He's telling that we want to do something. And after we come home, after 1 week, the sister came back and telling that, "Brother, you were telling the things to do that. What happened?" "We have been praying," I said. "My husband said, keep forcing me to come to you. So I'm coming here to help you. So I have this gold bracelet." She gave me golden bracelet. And the gold bracelet, I immediately ran to bank and gave money to start this language institute. Hallelujah. When I start the language, people began to come from different level people began to come to language. Police department, students from college, people from the workers from hospital, different people began to come to language institute. In the language institute, many, many people come and learn and go. They became my friend. They became my student. When I go to hospital, they will tell, "Oh, sir, please come. What purpose you are coming?" I got everywhere the favor. God gave me favor. Yes. When I started this language, within 1 month, one big man came. One denomination church, head of the denomination. "Brother, you have started this language. We have heard about you. You do work very, very fast." He said, "Yes, sir," I said. "We have considered to help you, your ministry. But you need to stop this language school. You close the language school. We will monthly give you some money to provide you the bill of your house rent and food for your family. We will give you money, support, monthly support we want to give you. But we want you to stop this language institute," they told. I told him, "This language institute is not to stop. This is the vision God gave me. I will, whether you will help me or not help me, doesn't bother. But God is telling me to start this. I will never stop this." I told him. It was very easy for me to stop the language and get monthly money and go and preach. It was very easy for me. Many, many times, always, it's almost always, when the vision comes, temptation also comes. Yes. It is easy way comes. The easy ways are not the blessing way. The easy way. Yes, easy way. Yes. Men are seeking always easy way. The shortcut way. Shortcut ways, we'll just go and finish the things. We don't need to do anything. It was, it was very hard for me to teach 1 hour for 4 students and finish the class. Next hour, keep standing there teaching them. It was very hard for me. Prepare the course and teach them. Oh, very tough. But God wanted to do it. God wanted to take me through that way. Yes, because He wanted my life to be blessing for many. He wanted my life to be blessed. I need to be ready for that. I said, no. This language will keep running. Within 6 months, God gave me ability to save some money, go to the bank and withdraw the gold and return to that sister. The sister was so happy to help me. I told the sister, "Sister, you are not helping me. You are helping the kingdom of God." And I told the sister, "Till I leave, till this vision will go, your name is there. You made the history." Yes. So, you know, and in the language institute, it was going on, and many times when we'll do the work, difficulty comes, and difficulties are not to stop our work, but to prosper our work. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Difficulties come, but to prosper our work. And you know that in the school, in our language, one brother was there. He was causing all the problem in my class. He was causing problem in my class. He was provoking other students to fight with me. Yes. And one day he asked all the money he paid for the schooling. And then I gave him all the money he needed. He paid. He came back again. He sat there in the class and he was provoking other students to fight with me. And one day, I keep reminding them, I keep doing the good thing for him. One day he asked, "What word is this?" I was written one word on that side of the blackboard. He said, "What word is this?" It is love your neighbors as yourself. It was written there. So this is the word God, Jesus taught me. This is Jesus' word. Can I get any more book, anything? I want to learn more about Jesus. Yes, I give him tracks. He read next tracks. After a few days, what must I do to receive Jesus, to be a believer? Nothing. Just receive. Call Jesus in your heart. I can help you. So after class finished, I led him in the sinner's prayer. So he became the first convert from the language institute. Now he is the second assistant pastor of my church, Gospel Assembly. He is blessing the blessing ministry now. Yes, God blessed me. God blessed his kingdom through that language institute. It was very humble and small beginning, very tough to start. But God blessed me through that language. Many other students come to the Lord through the language institute. Every day, whenever I have no money to any work, and God will suddenly bring some student, and they will enroll the name, and I'll get money to do the work. Yes. God is good. God is great. He wants to give his vision, you know. Through the small vision, he wants to bless his people. And you know, Susila got a small job to work in one organization. In the organization, she joined there. After joining, she said, "Jesus, give me these two ladies." She just targeted two ladies, the friends who are working together. There were 8 in her group. She asked for 2. "These 2 I need," she began to ask to the Lord. And after that, after a few days, her office said, and different people need, some wanted to learn a computer, some wanted to get some benefits, and many things. And they asked Susila, what is your desire to ask the facility? They asked Susila. Our head of the department asked Susila, what things you want to get, Susila? Sushila said, I want to work with this sister. Give me this sister partnership. So there were two people working together. I want the partnership with this sister. So Sushila wanted to work with the sister that was, she was from very remote and poor areas, a girl, and she had no any ideas. Sushila always need to help her. And she got the friendship with the sister, and she was working with her. She was from Tharu tribe. Because she was thinking that from Tharu, there are no believers. If I save this Tharu lady, and she will be a blessing for Tharu, other Tharu people. She was just asking this. She got the vision to bless Tharu people. Every time I have seen her life, for eating time, the wine we eat, Jesus blessed this food and saved this sister. She was praying. Sleeping time, she will pray for her. Get up time, she will get up, she will pray for the sister. And walking time, she will pray for sister. House church fellowship, she will pray for sister. Every moment she was praying for her. Every moment, God heard her prayers. She came to the Lord. She received Jesus. You know, and after she became a believer, she married, and she had married one man. And when she was pregnant, and that time, and she taught her husband. She brought her husband to church, and he became a believer. And within 1 month, she died. During the time of the child delivery, she died. But she left her baby, she left her husband. And she told her husband, if anything will happen during my child delivery, never leave Jesus. And never leave Sushila. She said 2 words. Never leave Jesus, never leave Sushila. She's going to be your help, and she's always good to my life, and she's going to be good to your life. And if you want, if I will die, you need to marry my sister. I never marry big sister. You will have to marry small young. I never marry small single. You have to marry that big one. And you have to take care of my parents. She told to her husband. In spirit, she may be knowing all this thing. God told her. And she delivered the baby. It was good. And Sushila made her. They made her. That daytime. And we come back home. Nighttime, the midnight, she died. Yes. We were thinking she's in good health. But immediately she died in the middle of the night. It was very emotional, very tough time. And Mohan's, her husband's name is Mohan. And you know, the Mohan was in very miserable condition. He was 1 month believer. And Mohan's family, nobody was Christian. And her name is Kutariya. And Kutariya's side, no family member Christians. And Tharu people, they are the first Christians. And her family and his family, they began to talk. Because they became Christians, that's why our God caused them. She died. That was the thought came to them. They began to talk about that. Oh, they began to tell Mohan, don't be Christians, you'll also die. Yes, because she died and you don't be Christians. And it was very hard time for us to make Mohan to understand and counsel him, be with him, take care of his baby. We did everything, and God, the Holy Spirit, counseled him to remain in the faith. You know, within some days, within 1 month later, we arranged a wedding, a marriage for his Mohan to marry her sister. It was very, very tough time to get that arrangement because there was his wife was died, his sister was died, and they were just getting married to get their baby to be taken care of. We arranged the things. And, you know, 8 months, we keep on nurturing Mohan, and we began to give the vision what we have. We were praying for Tharu people to be saved. We told Mohan, we share with Mohan, spend time with him. Brother, God has been blessing you. God wants to bless you more. And have the vision that your Tharu people will be saved. And there are many Tharu people in your place. All Tharus are going to be perished if you don't share the gospel. So God has saved you, and your responsibility is to go there and share the gospel. We pass our vision, we put in the heart of the Mohan. And Mohan, we send Mohan and other leader, the doctor, who was saved from Langwin Institute first, and we send them to Mohan's village in Dang. They went with the Jesus film. And they went the night and say the gospel, showed Jesus film. After showing Jesus film, they again share. 10 people got saved in the village. They were the first convert of the village. First Tharu evangelism, first Tharu converts. And one of them was Ranjit. That week, the doctor came back home and Mohan was there. And that Saturday, he conducted service for them and told Ranjit, Brother Ranjit, next week I won't be here, but you need to take care of this congregation. You are going to be the pastor of these people. Yes. And Mohan come back, and Ranjit was the pastor for them. What to preach, I do not know. Whatever you will understand, you tell the people. Yeah. Yes. And you know that now Ranjit is the main pastor looking after the many, more than 25 pastors of Dang districts. He's the main pastor there. When Mohan is not there, Ranjit is taking care of everything there. And now you know that more than 30 churches are in Dang. Same place. God has been blessing the work. The small things, small vision. Yes. That God wants to prosper his people through these small things. Amen. We need to remain faithful in the work of the Lord. You know, and our friends, Pastor David and Rhonda, they have seen with their eyes and they have experienced there. And they have come here and they have been sharing, I think, the things what God has been doing there. I just want to share some testimonies more. I want to share some testimonies of sisters and brother. Please, brother, show the film, that pictures. I want to share some testimonies here. We started church 10 o'clock, now 12. 2 hours already passed. I do not know how long I can go. You know, yes, I will share a few, I think, not all. This man, you can see this man here. You can't see the clear picture of his face, but his name is Laxman. He is Laxman Tharu of Kapilvastu district. You know, he lives in a very remote village. And, you know, he went to tamed water buffalo. Lot of water buffalo in our place. Yeah. Here I have not seen water buffaloes. He is water buffalo. Yeah. He is a water buffalo's tending that shepherd. And he was not a believer, and he was attacked by some evil spirit in the while he was in jungle tending the water buffaloes. He felt an unconscious. He was brought back to church, brought back to his house. He was unconscious for 24 hours. like a dead man. He was in coma. And they do not know, his people do not know what to do. People heard about Brother Prahlad in Kapilvastu. They wanted to find out whether he is at home or not. They made a phone call to him, and he had a mobile phone. They made a phone call, mobile phone. They talked to Prahlad. Prahlad said, okay, I will pray for him here. I am not at home. I am out. But I can pray right now. And Prahlad, he prayed on mobile phone. Please put the mobile in that man's ear who was in coma, and made the mobile to be loud, in loudspeaker, you know, and put the loudspeaker mobile in the ear of that unconscious half-dead man, and he prayed in the mobile phone. And after he finished the prayer, after some time, he wake up. He wake up. After he wake up, they brought him to church. And he received Jesus in the church. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Through this incident, and many people of that village got saved. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. God is in his mission. Yeah. God is in his work. Yeah. We need to be ready for this. Yeah. Speak the word. When the children of this church, they showed the drama here, and that bone, dry bone, and God told his servant to speak the life in the bone, yeah. And they did. It's really that wonderful play it was. Wonderful. It is true that God want to do his work through his people's word. Yeah. I want other picture to show. Yes. This is Ram Samuj Tharu. He is 55 years old. He is from Kapilvastu also. And he was crazy, mentally crazy. And he always wanted suicide. Always wanted to go and put the rope and hang himself and die. It was very tough for him to save his life. And they brought him to church. In church they prayed. We just say about this the poor man in the Kapilvastu Jaubarat. He's a pastor. God bless his rice. Same man, he prayed for him. God set him free. God healed him. Now he's preaching the gospel to many other people. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And God has been blessing in Kapilvastu's. Kapilvastu place is known for the poverty and all the scarcity there, and famine, no rain there. When people come to the Lord there, when the church began to grow, God blessed all the environment. God blessed all the weather there. Now rain began to come in time. The crops. The Pastor David and Pastor Jason, they were traveling there. All the good crops, they're growing there. Yeah. Yes. God doesn't want to only bless the life for the people. God wants to bless the land also. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Because you know that our life and land is very much connected. Yeah. Very much connected. That's the reason God said that if my people will come and they'll just... they will just repent there. The sin. I will heal their land. God said, I will heal the land. God has healed not only the people of there, Kapilvastu. God has healed the Kapilvastu's land. All the poverty is disappearing from there. Their crops is growing. Their land became fertile now. Yes. And Pastor David and Rhonda have seen that there was no place there to go travel. Now the road has built there. And there was no school. And the school is built. Nice school building is there now. And children are coming to school and began to learn there. And there was no water. The water was, any people will dig the well. The water well, very difficult. No water well there. And because that water was contaminated. And you need to do very deep well there. Now the water tank, big water tank was built there. It's built there. And now everybody's house, the good water, safe water is supplied. Hallelujah. In that village, particular village, God bless the land. Brother, I just want to show that other one, other section. I told you that other one, please. Not this section all, but the other group. I told you that. Show you the girl's picture, the booth report. I want to show you. Yes, just this one. This, you know, God gave the vision to start one. Social organization, Gyan Nepal, to Susila. Susila started Gyan Nepal. Through Gyan Nepal, started one stopping the human trafficking work. Human trafficking work. And, you know, before starting this, one missionary, this brother, he came and he told me that, brother, we want to bring some of the women who are sold in Mumbai, in India. They are sold in a brothel. They are in prostitutions. We will rescue them and bring back to Nepal, and we will have a house here, safe house. We'll keep them here. Can we do this work? He shared with me. I did not feel peace to bring them all and keep them here. It is not the things we can do. It is very hard. But this is not the way to do. And we did not feel good. I said, no, we cannot do right now. I told him. But after some time, after some years, God gave me that. God gave Susila to start this work. They start this work where the many men and especially many girls, young girls, are taken from Nepal to India and many Gulf countries, that they are sold there. We can stop them there. You know, we can stop. We can prevent the girls to be ended up to prostitutions, ended up to be go to a brothel. And this is the one girl. There are many girls, I will tell about that, but this girl, she is from mountain girl. And one of her friend, next picture, please show that. This girl, she brought the other yellow shirt girl to go to bring to India. And she became her friend and bringing to India. She want to bring to her to India and give to some agent there. An agent will take to and sell to a brothel. And once she will go there, no chance of returning back. No chance of returning back. And many men are going to village, remote place, and making friendship with the innocent girl and bring to India and sell them to Indian brothel center. So it is high risk. And once they are sold to this brothel, there is no chance of coming. Only that before they're dying, they will come. Yes. By the grace of God, by the help of Sister Rhonda and Pastor David, they have been helping this organization, helping Susila. And last year in 2013, 1,200 girls and boys were saved. Amen. Glory to God. It is not, you know, this work is stopping girls and boys to go and take them to India and sell them there. It is stopping work. It is prevention work. It says that prevention is better than cure. So, you know that once the girls are taken to brothel and they're sold there, and if you rescue them, it is very hard to rescue them. If we rescue them, one or two or three, only we can rescue. But there are many, many thousands every year, every month, thousands are going and ended up there. But we can prevent many lives from there. So by this way, Sushila's organization helping married girls to be sold to India and be to enter up to the brothel there. God has given this grace. Thank you for Sister Rhonda. You have been working very hard. Your church is working very hard supporting this work. And we really that we are just praying that have one center that where we can rescue them and put them there and in the safe place, after safe place, and we can send them back to home safely. Other picture, please show that last picture, please. Last one. These are the boys, you know, this the house. This small metal house is there. And that whole day, Sushila's people, that people who are working in Gyan Nepal, they are there in this metal house. They'll watch the boys and girls and people are going to India. They'll just stop them. They'll just ask some questions. Where you are going, what purpose you are going, and then after some time they will find out and they will counsel them and help them to go back to their home, and they will keep them there. And you know that other picture, please show the other picture, girl. Next one. Yeah, this one. See the Rajmati. And you know, in 2013, beginning of 2013, Sid Rajmati Yadav. She's from Dan. She was brought by one man. And the man persuaded her to go to India. And he gave a lot of vision that he will marry her and he will give all the comfort. He was telling her. And she came to Nepalganj from there. She wanted to go. But after the counseling, she understand that her life is in very risk. She wanted to return back. She don't want to go to India. And after that, she told, I cannot go back to my house. If I go back to my house, my people will be giving me trouble. I am not accepted at home. Because I am defiled now. They will tell. It is very hard if any girls are come out from the house and go with other men to live with some other place. Coming back to their home is impossible in Nepal condition, in Hindu culture. And you know that she was telling that. And we had no place to keep there. We counselor, we made an arrangement to go back to her house. As she went back to her house, she had brothers, she had a father, her father, brother, they beat her, and she died. We heard all the stories. We feel so guilty about that. And really, it is very hard, this work. If they will have some safe place to keep there, in Nepalganj, it will be life-saving for them. We can teach them some trade and they can do this work. After some, they will settle the things. They can go and they can live there after some days. Yes. So we have been praying for this, and Pastor Rhonda and David, they are working very hard, praying very hard to do this work. And thank you for the listening this. God has a great vision for our life. And God has been working in the vision what he has given us. God has been working in the vision God what God has given to Pastor JC and Charlotte. Yes. Our purpose is to stick on the vision. The church, Faith Temple, has a vision. Reach out this entire community each year. Reach out this America. Reach out nations. It is very 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 easy for Pastor JC not to call all the pastors. Why to call all the pastors? You know, last week you were suffering and having all the expenses, difficulties to have this all the fishing camp. You know, it was very tough, very expensive. Yeah. But God gave vision to Pastor JC because he wanted to bless this. So it is very hard to do the work of the Lord. But God wants to bless through the vision what he has given us. Thank you, the Pastor JC and Sarnath. Thank you, Faith Temple Ministries. You are, all everybody are Faith Temple Ministries part. And you have a great vision to bless his kingdom. And God wants to bless your life. God wants to bless through your life. God wants to bless your life. God wants to bless through your life. Amen? Amen. Just remain in the vision what God has given us. And God is always faithful. God has been faithful. I was sharing with you that how the God has blessed the ministry of Gospel Assembly now. Other day I was sitting with the pastor leader here. Now the Gospel Assembly, God has blessed the work of our ministry there. Now 175 churches are there in Nepal through the Gospel Assembly. And last October, Pastor JC and Charlotte and David Ronda, they were with us and we were worshiping together with 10,700 people together. They were just 60 to 65% believer. Yes. All are from non-Christian background people. All are from Hindus and Buddhists and Muslim people. Animist people. They are first time in the history their family got saved. And God has been doing his work. Yes. And last 6 months, I was just calculating something. Within last 6 months, we have baptized 1,300 people. Last 6 months. And last 2 years, we baptized 3,500 people. And I sure we were here in three years ago. And after we gone from here, we baptized 5,000 people. Hallelujah. Oh, God is working. Amen. If we share this thing with any people, very hard for the people to believe. Yeah. Even in Nepal, you know, in Nepal, in any part of Nepal, in Kathmandu, any part of Nepal, we go and share this thing, what God has been doing with many pastors, denominational pastors and leaders, believers. Nobody can believe. Yeah. But we are doing this. How? Because God has been working. Yes. It is not we are working. Not I am working. It is Pastor David, Pastor JC, and you, everybody, we are working together in the vision God has been doing. Glory to God. You know, the one soul, is more worth than the whole universe. Yeah. The soul of one soul. Yeah. And this many souls we have win together. How God is happy with us. Yeah. We should joy and shout. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Faith Temple. Yeah. And congratulations to you. Yeah. And you have been doing great things. Yeah. Let's keep doing the good things for the Lord. Yeah. Let's joining in the vision what he has been given us. And God wants to do the greater things. The greater things. And many things to share still. I don't know what to share, what to not to share. Yeah, there are many, many things. And tonight I'll be speaking a little more. What he has been doing. Let's pray together. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I ask Pastor JC, please come here. We will pray for this congregation. And this congregation, everybody's hearts will be blessed. Yes. With the vision. God may enlarge the vision in the heart and prosper the vision. Yes. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this wonderful man here. I pray for the strength on the shoulder, O Lord. He has been carrying the vision, O Lord. Lord, I pray for the strength, new strength on the shoulder, O Lord. I pray for every single member of this congregation. Yes. Give them this solid heart. Yes. To join with this man of God to expand your work, O Lord, to fulfill the vision what God has given to your servant, O Lord. Let your name be glorified. Yes. Let your kingdom continually grow, O Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. New strength, yes. New power on this shoulder, O Lord. Thank you. Never, never miss the tracks. Never, never discourage. Never be discouraged, O Lord. All the things will come, but nothing can shake your servant, O Lord.
Yes.
Nothing can shake your servant because you are with him. And you are bringing many more people to join in this vision, O Lord. Many more people around this your servant, O Lord. Around this faith temple, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name I pray, O Lord. Amen. 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 Oh, Lord.